From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Patrick Tyne reports in the Times Union that on February 21st, a state attorney general's report found that former Saratoga Mayor Meg Kelly, former Saratoga Public Safety Commissioner Robert Dalton, and former Saratoga Police Chief Shane Crooks engaged in an, and I quote, unconstitutional official policy, end quote, of retaliation against members of the Saratoga Black Lives Matter group in the summer of 2021. Saratoga Black Lives leader Lexis Figueroa said the group would be filing a lawsuit against the city of Saratoga for actions the report says were, and I quote, conceived of and approved by the highest decision makers in the city government, end quote. Figueroa also said he would be seeking charges against the former mayor, Kelly, who, the report says, told the police to initiate an unfounded Child Protective Services investigation against him. Figueroa described the visit from Child Protective Services to his home, saying, and I quote, CPS was searching through our house, talking to my kids, making them talk to strangers during COVID, asking them, do your parents feed you enough? Do we beat you? Do we sell drugs? What we do for a living? Do we have guns in the house? That is the worst part of the report to me. It isn't what happened to me, it's what happened to my children and my chosen outlook in life, end quote. Current Saratoga Mayor John Safford said the city officials were reviewing the report and I quote, learning from its content and proceedings with the development and implementation of policies, procedures, and practices to address the recommendations made by the Attorney General's office, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that Kingston Mayor Steve Noble met virtually with Mayor Vasyl Kozak of Sokerny, Ukraine, on February 22nd to sign a sister city agreement between the two municipalities. They posted on social media, and I quote, with this PAC, Sokerny and Kingston pledge to work toward mutual beneficial exchanges that will strengthen our culture, society, and economies, and, as partners, will make every effort to promote peace and international understanding, end quote. About 1,700 residents from Sokerny are currently fighting in the war against Russia, and the city of about 8,000 has lost 97 lives so far. The social media post also said, and I quote, the city of Kingston stands ready to assist and support Sokerny in its war recovery and future endeavors, end quote. The Sister Cities International website at sistercities.org says the group seeks to, and I quote, promote peace and understanding through exchanges that focus on arts, culture, youth and education, business and trade, and community development, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Local, a new performance space in Saugerties that opened last September in a former 1870s Dutch chapel, has been raising money to add a stage to the venue that has featured Spanish flamenco and tango music and West African highlife jazz and other styles. Their fundraising pitch says, and I quote, as intimate and cozy as Local is, it's nearly impossible to see the artists perform, and we are hoping to change that by purchasing a modular stage that will enable concert goers to see the artists better and add to the audience's experience, end quote. As of February 23rd, 87 donors have raised $13,454 of a $12,500 goal towards the new stage. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.